uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. We're here 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And I do appreciate it. Taking your phone calls at 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. There was another riot in Charlotte, North Carolina last night. We talked about that in the first hour. We'll get back to it as we move forward this morning. Some of you know about Black Lives Matter and what they've been doing around the country over the last year or so. Is amazing, and there are people who are against what they're about, and there are those who support Black Lives Matter. Well, I have a supporter of Black Lives Matter with me, Yolanda Tucker, author of Blessed Beyond Belief and other books. She received awards from Florida Writers Association. And she is a motivational speaker. She wrote an essay, What Black Lives Matter Means to Me. What Black Lives Matter Means to Me. Yolanda, good morning. And we're Skyping with her this morning. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate you being here. You're welcome. Aware of the riot that happened in Charlotte, North Carolina last night?
I read a little bit about it this morning. I've actually been more enthralled with this story of this white man shooting at police and being shot at with beanbags and, you know, was taken in alive. So that has taken most of my attention this morning.
Oh, I see. I'm not familiar with that story. You wrote an essay, What Black Lives Matter Means to Me. What do they mean to you?
Well, to me, like I said, as I started the story, Black lives have always mattered to me. It didn't just start in 2011 when the Black Lives Matter movement started. In 2012 when the Black Lives Matter movement started. But being a young Black woman or young Black girl from South Georgia, I learned that Black Lives Matters when I heard my grandparents and my great uncle talking about civil rights and the movement of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Fannie Lou Hamer and people like that. I knew then that Black Lives Matter. It didn't take me 40 years to realize that.
Right. And do you believe that all lives matter?
Yes, I certainly do. Believe that all lives matter, but I also do not believe that all lives matter should overshadow Black Lives Matter.
Why is that?
Well, because when most people say all lives matter, they're trying to take the light away from Blacks being killed, and we are only 13% of the population. So, whites make up about 63% of the population. So when you're telling me that 50 some odd percent of police shootings are Black people and the majority of those are fatal, Black lives definitely matter.
You say that when you say all lives matter, they are trying to take away from Black Lives Matter. Who is trying to take away from Black Lives Matter?
The people that are not Black Lives Matter supporters.
And if you say all lives matter, that includes Black people. What gives you the impression that they're trying to take away all mean all?
Does it?
Yes.
Or no, I disagree with that, Jesse. I think that in this manner, all lives definitely does matter. But if that's the case, when we have 63% and I have people and statistics that show there are more white people killed by police than Black people, and they're not pissed off, they're not raging in the streets, they're not rioting. So obviously all lives don't really matter.
Are you concerned that Black Lives Matter is made up of Black lesbians and homosexuals and white liberal socialist communist young people who want to change America from good to evil. Does that bother you that it's about lesbian and homosexuality and socialism?
No, it doesn't bother me because I guess my belief system is a little bit different. The homosexual, the gay, the lesbian community, LGBT community, their fight is different from our fight. But
they have included, brought in black people in order to use black people for their personal agenda. They have degraded blacks by associating them with a perverted lifestyle. They have infiltrated the civil rights movement. Does that bother you that blacks are being used?
No, it doesn't bother me because the blacks that are being used are willing subjects.
But you're being used too because you support Black Lives Matter. Are you a willing subject?
When you say I support Black Lives Matter, are you saying I support Black Lives Matter, the movement, or I support that Black Lives Matter? Those are two very different things in my mind.
So are you supporting Black Lives Matter, the movement?
I don't necessarily agree with everything that Black Lives Matter, the movement, says.
Give me an example of what you disagree with the Black Lives Matter movement. What do you disagree with them about?
In general, I think that Black Lives Matter, my disagreement is in the way that we're trying to communicate the way that Black Lives Matter. For me personally, I don't think that having walks and community events is going to make a difference in our America today. I think that we as a people, as a black people, have to pull together and economically change the way that we are treated and the way that things happen in America today.
So you disagree with Black Lives Matter walking the streets, you say?
No, I don't disagree with them walking the streets. I disagree with the protests. I don't think the protests are beneficial to the movement.
But that's all they do. Only thing they do is protest and call for the death of police officers. They're not doing anything positive at all.
No, that's not true. They do not just protest and call for the death of police officers.
What else are they doing?
They are meeting with congressional leaders. trying to implement change. So they are not calling for the death of police officers.
Are you implying that blacks should separate themselves from others?
No, I am not.
You're not?
No.
I'm not getting what it is then. If you don't support the movement,
I support Black Lives Matter. That means that black people's lives matter. We should not be being shot down in the street and slaughtered like pigs. That's what I support.
Let me ask this. If the blacks who have been killed, if they were not thugs who were committing crimes in the communities and in some cases resisting arrest and when stopped by police officers, would they be dead today?
Probably so, because they're black.
So you believe that black and white cops are killing black people simply because they are black?
I certainly do.
Why would black cops kill black people because they are black?
Well, we do have always had and still have racism within the black community. That's not a new issue.
Where's the proof of that?
History.
What do you mean?
Let's talk about slavery. Didn't light-skinned slaves work in the house and dark-skinned slaves work in the field?
But that wasn't racism.
Why? How was it not racism?
Because there is no such thing as racism. Are you a Christian?
I certainly am.
Do you believe that our battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil? We wrestle not against man, but against spirits and principalities and evil and demons in high places?
I do believe that.
So if you believe that, why would you believe in a physical thing called racism when if you believe that it's spiritual?
Because it could be both physical and spiritual, like anything else.
No, it cannot.
Yes, it can, and it is.
Is that in the scriptures?
Yes, it is.
Where in the scripture does it say it could be both physical and spiritual?
Well, I didn't know that I was having a Bible class today. I would have to actually get my Bible and get that information for you.
Well, it specifically says that it's not physical, it's spiritual. You write that your grandparents and great uncle told you stories of Emmett Till's lynching at 14 for whistling at a white woman. Why did they tell you stories about that?
Because they wanted me to know my history. They wanted me to know where I came from. You can't go forward until you know where you come from.
And why did they want you to know your history? For what purpose?
So that I could find my way in life, so that I could understand what Black people had endured and be appreciative of the benefits that I got from those battles that they fought.
And Emmett Till, was that an exception or the rule?
I don't necessarily understand your question. What do you mean if it was an exception or the rule?
Let me take a break. When I come back, I'll explain that to you and get your response. And then we'll take some calls as well. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I'm talking to Yolanda Tucker, author of Blessed Beyond Belief, and other books. We got to tell you how to get her books as well. She received awards from Florida Writers Association, and she is a motivational speaker. She wrote an essay, What Black Lives Mean to Me. I mentioned Emmett Till. You say that you write that your grandparents and great uncle told you, Yolanda, stories about Emmett Till lynching. And I ask, was his situation an exception and not the rule? Meaning that it was something that happened in his family, but it wasn't happening to most Black Americans.
From my grandparents' perspective, no, it was not the exception. It was the rule.
But the truth is, it wasn't the rule, right?
Was it not? Emmett Till was not the only Black man that was lynched.
Right,
in those days.
It still wasn't the rule, though. I'm sure your grandpa
helped me to understand why it wasn't the rule.
Because most Black people were not most white people were not going around hanging Black people or being against Black people. But whites were not lynching for the most part. Am I right about that?
I would have to disagree. Based on history, that wouldn't be true.
Are you saying that most white people were going around lynching Black people?
During that time, yes.
That's insane. You don't believe that.
What do you mean that's insane?
You believe that most white people were going around lynching Black people?
During civil rights and before? Yes.
So there was something, if I remember correctly, there was something like 5,000 lynching in 85 years. Does that sound like most white people doing it?
5,000 lynches in 85 years.
Yeah, and one fourth of them were whites, not just Blacks.
You do know that we just had a man that was lynched in Atlanta in 2016, right?
That's still not most.
I disagree with your statistic. Where did you get that statistic from? I'm not familiar with that.
Why do you disagree with it then if you're not familiar with it?
Because in my familiarity of history, that is not a statistic that I'm familiar with. The number would be much higher. I don't know an exact number to give you, but the number would be much higher. So is it reported lynchings or unreported lynchings?
In Detroit, that many Black people were killed by other Blacks in 1 year. Does that bother you? I mean, in 10 years.
Of course. Of course, because like I said in the article that I wrote, this is not just about police killing black people. This is about black people being killed. So it doesn't matter who the killer is. It doesn't matter what color the person is. It's about black people being killed.
Why is it then that we don't see the Black Lives Matter movement in the inner cities around the country protesting, demonstrating, and calling for the arrest of black people who are killing blacks?
I'm not a part of the Black Lives Movement Matters, that Black Lives Matter movement, so I can't answer that question.
But they mean something to you. Why can't you answer
that? No. Black Lives Matters to me, not the movement. That's where we're not connecting here. For me, it's not about the movement. It's about black lives, black people, myself, you, other black people. That's what this is about. It's not about a movement for me.
And so, you
mattered to me long before 2012, before Black Lives Movement came about.
And so your essay then is not in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
The article that I wrote, like in the title of it is what Black Lives Matters means to me. Because it doesn't mean the same thing to everyone.
So I just want to be clear, you know, for my sake and other people, when you wrote this essay, it's not about, you're not in support of the organization Black Lives Matter. You're not talking about them, right? You're talking about black.
I referenced the organization in the article. But no, my article is not to support Black Lives Matter, the movement. It's to support black lives.
Oh, okay.
When I started out in the beginning, Black Lives Matter to me long before 2012, when the Black Lives Matters movement came about. It mattered to me because my grandparents gave me the foundation to understand where black people had come from and where we're trying to go.
And so then you agree with me that Black Lives Matter, the movement, is an evil, agitative, radical, worse than the KKK movement. They're no good.
No, I do not agree with that.
Why
no.
not?
I don't agree with that because I feel that the Black Lives Matters movement has some good. Like I say, I don't.
What good do they have? There's nothing good about them. Tell me something that's
they
good.
I think there is something good about them. They are bringing what's going on in America with black people to light. That's always a good thing.
But they are lesbians, and they are built up of lesbians and black lesbians and homosexuals and white liberal socialist communists.
Didn't you tell me earlier that you were a Christian man?
Yes.
Okay. My Bible says, "Beloved, love one another." It don't say, "Beloved, love one another." If you are not gay or if you are not black.
No, but these are radical. These are radical evil gays.
What makes them evil?
In the fact that they're calling for the death of police officers. They want peace in the blanket,
Where are they called? I've never seen a Black Lives Matter call for the death of a police officer. I've seen some extremists that may have associated themselves with Black Lives Matter call for the death of police officers, but I haven't seen Black Lives Matter, the movement, call for death.
Andre, pull up the soundbite for it. It sounds like you haven't been paying a lot of attention to Black Lives Matter, the movement.
I've been paying a lot of attention to everything that's going on, especially right now, because I'm a black woman and I'm a black mother.
Are you married?
I am single.
And you have children?
I do.
Out of wedlock?
Yes, out of wedlock. How many? I was saved by grace.
How many do you have out of wedlock?
I have one. I only have one child altogether, and he is out of wedlock.
And do you feel ashamed about that?
Years old.
Was that wrong?
Am I ashamed?
Yes.
No, I'm not ashamed.
Why not?
Yes. Because we're all sinners saved by grace. You are no better than I am.
So you don't? Would you have another child out of wedlock?
I don't want any more children at all. My child is 25. So to answer your question, no.
If you wanted more children, would you have them out of wedlock?
That would not be my intention. But if I got pregnant, I wouldn't have an abortion because that's my belief.
Amazing. You grew up in the 80s and 90s and thought race relations were getting better, according to your essay, and blacks could make it in life. Do you see that electing Barack Obama was a mistake for blacks and whites since he's so divisive?
No, I think President Barack Obama is one of the best presidents we've ever had.
And what makes him the best? What has he done to imply that he is the best president we have ever had?
I didn't say the best. I said one of the best.
What has he done to make you feel that way?
He has been inclusive across the party lines on a lot of different issues. He and I stand together on a lot of issues. I don't agree with him on everything, but we have, collectively, the majority, yes, I agree with President Obama on most things.
When I come back, we'll take some calls. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. That's right. Welcome back. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm talking to Yolanda Tucker, author of Blessed Beyond Belief. Yolanda, how can people get your book or books?
They're available on Amazon.com.
We talked about your son. You had a son at age 16. A son at 16 years old, that was 25 years ago. Is the father involved, or what's the father involved in his life?
No.
No, why not?
Because he's a bum.
The father's a bum?
Yes.
And did you know he was a bum before you laid down with him?
I did not.
You only found out that he was a bum after you got up?
Absolutely.
And if he's a bum, why would that hinder him from being a part of his son's life?
Because he chose to hinder him.
I'm sorry?
Because he chose for that to hinder him to be a part of his son's life.
So he said,
that was his choice.
He said, I do not want to be a part of my son's life.
He certainly did.
He said those words.
To whatever extent he wanted to, yes. They have a relationship. He wasn't a father to my son, but I didn't turn him against his dad. They have a relationship.
Let me ask this, and then I'm going to the phones. Are Black Americans, not all, but most, are they suffering due to the lack of more character and the destruction of the family or racism?
I think it's both, and I think they're both intertwined.
If Black Americans were a moral people, would they be in the condition that they're in today?
What do you mean if we were a moral people?
If they loved God with all their heart, soul, and might, if they got married and fathers and mothers raised their children in the right way to go, as they did prior to the Civil Rights Movement, would they be in the condition that they're in today?
Probably so, because white people haven't done those things either, and they're in the same condition.
What condition is that?
The same condition that they're in today.
You don't see white kids looting and rioting and having 73% of their babies out of wedlock, disrespecting the elderly, going to jail for crimes and killing one another in the manner that blacks are killing each other.
You see white people having children out of wedlock. You see white people struggling and poor just like black people. Matter of fact, some are even more poor.
It's not happening on a mass scale.
Yeah, of course it is. Yes, it is.
Only 30% of white babies are born out of wedlock, whereas 72 to 73% of black babies are born out of wedlock. How is that a mass scale?
I don't think your statistic is correct. And
they are correct. According to the census, they are correct.
Okay. I disagree. How about that?
But why are you disagreeing with the truth?
I disagree because I'm not familiar with that statistic, and I know what I see.
But why don't you just say I'm not familiar with that, but not disagree, because you don't know if it's true or not?
I didn't say it wasn't true. I said I disagree with it. I could disagree with it even if it's true.
Why?
I could disagree with it because statistics come from a whole lot of different places. So I'd have to go and see the statistics and do some research and a whole lot of other stuff.
Let's go to
Go ahead.
Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and talk to Jarvis. Jarvis, good morning, sir. You're on with Yolanda. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
Hey, but yeah, I heard the three little words that I hate the most: Black Lives Matter. And I'm gonna tell you why. That's one of those opted gay white liberal groups that exploit dead black people. I think if you just get online, do a little bit of research, you wouldn't be saying that term. Because that's the only thing that they do is exploit dead black people, and they making money off of dead black people too. So I don't think you want to associate yourself with that.
Jarvis, I think that you guys are lumping me in with a movement. This is not about a movement. This is about black lives, and they do matter. And we have to stand up and say something, because black people are being shot down in the street like pigs. They've been slaughtered. And if that's okay,
that's
with
not
you,
true.
That is true.
That's
I just
true.
Saw it. It is true. The man had his hands up in the air, and they shot and killed him anyway. What are you talking about? It is true.
Let me tell you what's true. Let me tell you what
it is. That's not the exception. That's the rule. It is true.
Where do you live at, in the suburbs, or do you live in the hood?
I don't live in the suburbs, and I don't live in the hood, but I'm from the hood.
Well, go to the hood, and you'll see that tonight. Because we just had that in our hood last night. We just had that in our hood.
We have shootings in Jacksonville all the time. And again, it's not about who's shooting. It's about that we are getting shot, and we have to do something about that.
Stop committing the crimes and stop disobeying the officers.
People are riding down the street and they're getting shot. They're not.
That's not true.
When you go around screaming this term "Black Lives Matter," you are associating yourself, whether you want to believe it or not, with that group. I don't know if you believe that or not, but I'm telling you, when you say them things, you're associating yourself.
I could care less. Until the day I take my last breath, black lives will matter, because I am a black woman. They will matter, sweetheart. So regardless of whether I associate myself with that movement in your mind or not,
Because if you hate the white people so bad, and you trying to prove it to them, you wasting your time then. So if you say they don't like
I don't hate anyone, sweetheart. I don't have hate in my heart for anyone. This is not about black versus white. This is about black us loving ourselves. This is about black people standing up and demanding what's right. It's not about black versus white. And that's where you guys try to make this a black versus white thing. It's not. It's about black people.
Yolanda, if it's true that it's about black people, why don't you encourage them to turn back to God, get married, live upright, work and take care of themselves? Why don't you encourage them to do that rather than falsely accusing cops of killing them?
I certainly do encourage people to do those things, and I am not falsely accusing cops of killing anybody.
You are. You said that they're killing them.
You can go to the internet, sweetheart. The footage is out there. The man down in Miami, he was a social worker with his hands in the air. He was shot. This man here in Arizona, shot. Hands in the air. These are black men.
Hold your thought. Thank you, Jarvis. I appreciate it, buddy. Hands in the air like you just don't care. Back in a moment.
And still get shot.
So, update for you. Last night, there was a riot by the thugs, black thugs there in Charlotte, North Carolina, after the killing of a black man who the black police chief said had a gun. 16 officers were hurt in Charlotte last night, not just 12 as originally reported. And that's according to Fox News. So 16 police officers were hurt. I was talking to Yolanda here and Tucker. Yolanda, is it a sin to have children? You're a Christian woman. Is it a sin to have children out of wedlock?
According to the Bible, yes, it is.
How about according to you?
According to me, yes, it is. But I'm thankful that we're all sinners saved by grace. You are not perfect, Jesse. And let me say this, because this is, oh my goodness, irking me. How dare you sit there and call those young men thugs? How do you know they're thugs? And what is the definition exactly of a thug?
The blast that attacked these police officers last night. And what tells me that they're thugs is their actions. You don't go around attacking police officers. Only thugs would do that. You're right.
This is unbelievable.
You mentioned that there was a policeman killed. I don't understand. You said that a social worker was killed with his hands up. Isn't that right? Yolanda?
No, the social worker was not killed. He was shot. That happened in Miami a couple weeks ago.
And why was he shot?
Because one of his patients was outside playing with a toy car,
right.
And people thought it was a gun. So they called the police. And when the police arrived, this black man, professional man, got on his back and put his hands up. And yet he was still shot.
Was it an accidental shooting?
How do you accidentally shoot someone who's laying on the ground with their hands up?
The shooting of the social worker that you're talking about was an accident. Police were aiming for the erratic, mentally ill man.
The man was sitting on the ground playing with a gun.
Who they thought had a gun. So that doesn't matter that it was an accident.
Jesse, please, come on now, let's be serious. Did you see this video? Did you see the video?
Amazing.
Please go watch the video.
Let me ask you this, and I want to get back to the phone because of time here.
All right, let's get back to the phone. Yeah, let's get back to the phone.
you write that a female neighbor called the police on you for loud music. You closed the door on the officer, and the white female officer tackled you, and you call that racism. Explain how is that racism.
How is it not racism when my white neighbor called the police on me saying that I had my music too loud? When the police officer got there, who happened to be a white female officer, she and I had a conversation while the music was playing. I was trying to explain to her what was going on between myself and the neighbor. She didn't want to hear it. The conversation was over. I closed my door. I was in my house where I paid my rent. And she burst into my door and threw me on the ground in front of my child, in front of my niece and her friend, and took me to jail for a breach of peace.
To me, that sounds right to me.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I hope it happens to you then.
But Yolanda, this is why you people are getting in trouble with the police because...
Wait a minute, who exactly are you people?
You black people who are carrying on like this.
You're just as black as I am. I'm sitting here looking at you. You're just as black as I am. What makes you exempt?
I don't carry on like that.
I didn't do anything within
yes,
my house.
Yes, you did. Closing the door on the police officer is wrong.
The conversation was over.
Disturbing the peace.
What exactly am I supposed to do?
Be in London. Disturbing the peace is wrong.
I did not disturb the peace.
You did. You had your music too loud.
I did not have my music too loud. The charge was thrown out because I did not have the music too loud. I took the radio to court with me.
I think that.
You need to know all that.
And you said your son was there while all this was happening?
Yes, he was.
Do you feel?
And the police officer got on the stand and lied. Told the judge that I cursed her out. And you know what? I told the judge. I said, Your Honor, she is not telling the truth. Because my son was there, I always want my child to have respect for the police.
Do you feel embarrassed that you, as a mother, acted that way in front of your son by closing the door and carrying on?
No,
all right.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. That's a shame. I'm ashamed of you.
Right. It is a shame. It's a shame. And I'm sitting here looking at you, a black man, talking the way that you're talking about our people. But it is a shame.
But I'm speaking the truth. You guys are out of control.
Stop.
You people are morally bankrupt and you're blaming others.
You out of control, sweetheart. You're the one that's out of control. You're the one that thinks that you are better than the rest
I
of us.
I am better than you guys are acting. Let's talk to Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, go on. Thanks for calling, Maze. You're on with Yolanda.
Hello. Yes, I was asked the question, and I always wait for an answer. When you say you can be stupid and you can learn, but you can be dumb and stay that way. So when we look at all this stuff that's happening with these people being shot by the police, should it be happening? Or is it right? So people got people shooting at the police. They live. The ones don't even have nothing on them, they got to die. And when you're talking about Black Lives Matter, Black Lives was mattering before this organization came about because people were killed back in the day walking the street, exactly. Being hung up in trees. Exactly. I don't know what Jesse Patan he's exactly. being. He's trying to put on his dumb hat. He can take it off and put on the real one.
You didn't even ask a exactly. question. I thought you said you had a question.
I do have a question.
Thank you, Paulie.
And when you hear people like Jarvis, he was a problem in the community himself. So he had to try to straighten himself out, and he complained about people. Now, I mean, he's living in a glass house. Who is throwing any stones at anybody? Right. It's like what you say. They have a community. They commit crime every day. They shoot the police just like all the time. They don't die.
Thank you, Mace. Back in a moment. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. I'm talking to Yolanda here. Let's go to Christina out of Sacramento, California. Christina, good morning. Thanks for calling. You're on with Yolanda.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Yolanda, I'm just curious. So first thing I wanted to address was Maze, how she mentioned that Jarvis, I don't know Maze, I don't know Jarvis, but that Jarvis needed to straighten his life out. And so I'm just curious, is that wrong? I mean, I think that's good that this gentleman realized he was making some mistakes and he straightened his life out. That's wonderful. And then, Yolanda, I mean, I'm just hearing that Jesse is asking you if you felt like it was wrong that you had sex out of wedlock. And what I'm getting from you is you're getting defensive. And you're, well, who do you think you are? So based on that, I would assume that if an officer came to your house and told you need to turn the music down, I'm sure that didn't go well. And that's why it got to the point that it did where they had to take you in.
And by the way, Jarvis, hold on a minute. Jarvis is trying to prevent the black people from tearing the glass house down. He's not living in one, just for Maze's purpose. Go ahead, Yolanda.
Well, I don't know Maze or Jarvis. I agree with Maze. I disagree with Jarvis. And know what I'm saying. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, caller.
Christina.
What I'm saying, Christina, is this. We are all sinners. There is no one that's perfect. Have I made mistakes? Yes, but so has Jesse and so have you. So don't sit here and judge me because I had a child at 16 out of wedlock.
Nobody's judging you. I apologize if I come off like I'm judging you. I'm not. I'm just saying that he's asking you if you were sorry for doing that and you got defensive. If I'm sorry for doing something, I say yes. I don't get defensive.
I am not sorry, but I'm not sorry. I can't be sorry for the best thing that ever happened to me, which was my son.
Okay. But it's not the best for him. Hold on, guys. Hold on. It may have been best for you, but it's not best for your son that you had him out of wedlock.
But the what would you have preferred me to do, Jesse? Have an abortion?
That he have a father. That he have a functional father that can be there for him and show him how to be raised up like a man and not be raised in a single home of a single mother.
My son is 25, Christine, so he has been raised. It wasn't my choice to be a single mother. His father made that choice.
Well, You made the choice.
I did not make that choice.
You had sex with him.
So you're blaming the husband. You're blaming the dad.
You had sex with him.
I had no idea that we would not.
Stop it. Okay. I know, but thanks, Yolanda. I'm out of time. Thank you, Yolanda. Appreciate it. Thanks, Yolanda. Back in a moment, folks.